Welcome back to Tell the Band to Go Home. Thanks for joining us today. My name's Jeff, your host. This is episode, what are we on, 889 or something, coming up on 900 episodes. That's a lot of times I've done this show, and, you know, I got no plans to do anything else with my life, that's for sure. So thanks for stopping in. Always appreciate hearing from you. Like I've said off the top, Jeff at tellthebandtogohome.com, or you can find us on Facebook. I don't think anybody ever likes this thing on Facebook anymore. I don't know if that means anything, but, you know, you can do that or follow me on the Twitter or InstaFace or whatever. Go ahead. I'd love it. And you can subscribe to the podcast at our website, tellthebandtogohome.com, or we're on some places, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts. Not on Spotify with this show, though. The other show, Fly With Your Shadow, is on Spotify. And I'm still working on getting guests. I've been working on a couple of dream guests for a while, and I thought I had them. No, I'm not so sure. So maybe we'll have an episode on Friday. Maybe not. I don't know. If you want to help me chase people, Jeff at tellthebandtogohome.com. Anyway, back to it. Let's get into our new music. Usually do it off the top, but we got busy cheering for the Jets, or hoping and praying for the Jets, maybe is a better way of saying it, as the NHL playoffs kick off. Actually, by the time you've heard this, they have already kicked off. The American teams start before the Canadian teams. And I was just reading this article. I don't think it's ever happened before where teams are playing regular season games at the same time as playoff games. There's still a bunch of Vancouver Canucks games to be played. And you got to really wonder, what's the point? At this point, they're not in the playoffs. Nothing's going to happen or change. So, but they got to keep playing, keep going through the motions, them in Calgary for the next little while, which is kind of sad, really. Anyway, we won't talk about hockey anymore. We'll talk about new music. Here's one new compilation coming up from the Dual Tone Records label. Good folks at Dual Tone. They have our 20th anniversary compilation coming out called Amerikinda, which is kind of a cool title, and it's got a great cover. I don't know, you got to look at it. This bear feasting on a skull or something. I don't know, it's very strange. Beautiful, though. Amerikinda. And it's got a couple of covers of songs by the great Guy Clark. And tomorrow, May the 17th, is the 5th anniversary of the death of Guy Clark. Hard to believe it's been 5 years already that we've been without Guy Clark, but his songs, of course, will live forever as we keep getting great new covers like this one right here. I don't know who this band is, but this is really lovely. They call themselves Wild Child.
Favorite picture of you is the one where you're staring straight into the lens. It's just a Polaroid shot someone took on the spot, no beginning, no end. It's just a moment in time you can't have back. You never left, but your bags were packed just in case. My favorite picture of you is bent and faded, and it's pinned to my wall. Oh, and you were so angry, it's hard to believe that we were lovers at all. There's a fire in your eyes, you've got a heart on your sleeve, a curse on your lips, but all that I can see is beautiful. My favorite picture of you is the one where your wings are showing. Oh, when your arms are crossed, your fists are clenched, not gone but going. Just a stand-up angel who won't back down. Nobody's fool, nobody's clown. You're smarter than that. My favorite picture of you is the one where it hasn't rained yet. Oh, and as I recall, came a winter squall and we got soaking wet. It's a thousand words in the blink of an eye that caramelizes you. My favorite picture of you is the one you're staring straight at the lens.
Hey everybody, this is Hayes Carl, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 UMFM. One, two.
Kick it off, Wichita.
I ain't worried, you worried?
I ain't worried about nothing. Not all that worried.
Give me just one more puff of that worry be gone. I plan on feeling much better before too long. I got a world of trouble I'm trying to forget. I'm on my way, but I ain't there yet. Give me just one more puff of that worry be gone. Everywhere I look, trouble is all I see. Can't listen to the radio and I hate TV. There's trouble with the air, trouble with the water. The people ain't treating one another like they oughta. Give me just one more puff of that worry be gone. I don't wanna hear no preachers preaching, no more politicians bitching. All these songs about love gone wrong make me wonder where my baby's gone. I can't suffer fools wasting my time. Don't give me no advice that rhymes. Give me just one more puff of that worry be gone.
Give me.
Just give me a hit. I've been smoking all day and I can't get lit. Don't give me no guff, just give me a puff. You know how I love that stuff. Give me just one more puff of that worry be gone. Give me just one more puff of that worry be gone. Give me just one more puff of that worry be gone.
Hi, this is Guy Clark. You're listening to 101.5 UMFM. Tell the band to go home.
Was in the spring, one sunny day, my sweetheart left me. Hello, she went away. Now she's gone. On top of the world. Call me up from down in El Paso. She said, come back, Daddy. You know I need you so. Now she's gone, and I don't worry. Lord, I'm sitting on top of the world. Well, I worked all the summer, and then I worked all the fall. Now I'm gonna take Christmas in my overalls. And now she's gone, gone, and I don't worry. Lord, I'm sitting on top of the world. Shake my tree, get out of my orchard, let my peaches be. Now she's gone, and I don't worry. I'm sitting on top of the world. But if you come here running, holding out your hand, I'm gonna get me a woman, just like you got your.
Cannon out.
down to war. And when you ask how much to give, they say,
don't leave.
Oh my God, that's so good, so good. Now here's what you need to do, okay? If you're not as lucky as me, if you're not listening to this on some good quality headphones right now, I need you to pause the tape and go back and listen to those two tracks again with some good headphones on. Seriously, I need you to do this for me. Because, you know, a lot of these, like, the covers that are coming out these days, they're just kind of recorded and produced, whatever, at home or whatever. And it's fine. They sound fine. There's nothing been wrong with pretty much any of them. But that thing, it's just astonishing how great it sounds. If you put the headphones on, you got all the stuff going on both sides of your head. It'll blow your damn mind. And if you're tapped in enough to see, here's what I hate about the digital age. I have no idea who's playing on those songs, and I need to know. I need to know who the guitar player on those songs is. If you got the skills to find out, please let me know. I'll give you my undying thanks and gratitude, especially that electric part. Well, there's a couple of little electric parts in there. I got to go listen to those again. Oh, so good. Molly Tuttle there. She released this covers record earlier in the year, But I'd Rather Be With You. And then just recently, three more tracks came out under the name But I'd Rather Be With You Too, T-O-O. And I love that title. You know, that might be the second best comma placement in an album title ever, next to Song and Dance, man. So that track there, of course, the old Tom Petty and who did that one? Stevie Nicks was on that track? I don't know. Now done by Molly Tuttle and Nathaniel Rateliff. So good. So good. Before that, we heard Molly doing a song called Strong Enough, and it took me a while. I knew every word, but I couldn't place the artist. Sheryl Crow on that song. I was like, oh, why didn't you know that, you dummy? Molly Tuttle along with Madison Cunningham. I have no idea who that is, but sounded lovely on that. And then there's one more track with Iron and Wine, but, you know, Iron and Wine. He makes pretty much everything sound boring, I think. So you can look that one up as well. But if you can find credits for that little EP, three-song thing, please send them my way. Abigail LaPelle in there, our old pal Abigail, with her cover of the old classic Fortunate Son. That's pretty good. Something brand new from the Flatlanders. The Flatlanders, hanging out around the house, missing their old buddies, decided, hey, why don't we try to make a new record? So they got a new record coming out called Treasure of Love. We heard them doing Sitting on Top of the World. And a couple from Americinda, 20 Years of Dual Tone. We heard Hayes Carl doing Worry Be Gone. That is also on the Guy Clark tribute record that came out a while ago. Now the title and everything else is gone. Worry Be Gone. And off the top, we heard a group called Wild Child. Don't know who that is and got too lazy to look it up. But a gorgeous version of My Favorite Picture of You there from that new thing. How about a few non-cover new things here for you? And we'll kick it off with this one by request. Thanks for sending this in and sending it in early as well. With our love and thanks to our friend Regina, here's something from a guy we saw in concert at the Static Roots Festival. This is Susto, along with his pal Ben Bridwell from the Band of Horses. I had a ticket to see the Band of Horses at Massey Hall in Toronto, but I sold it for just enough money to get a sandwich at the diner across the street, and then I went to the Horseshoe Tavern instead. Long story.
I had a dream that we were doing hard drugs in a street alley. You were lying dead next to me.
You said you had a vision of Vietnam. Saw me jump on a grenade and watch my limbs fall off. I was in heaven then. Well, I don't care who's asking, you can tell them the truth. I've had a long time struggle with substance abuse, but I feel fine. If you really think he loves you and you wanna go away, well, I want the best, and I'm not here to make you stay. I'm just glad that I found you. Sorry that I couldn't keep you around. We took you to the urgent care, they turned us away. You had an outstanding balance we couldn't pay. I started crying. Pouring rain, we found you a hospital bed. When they picked you up to move you, all the sheets were red. You were a woman then. Well, I don't know who's asking, but I'll tell them the truth. I've had a real hard time losing you. You can tell me that he loves you, but I know it's a lie, cause I've seen how he treats you. Honey, I just don't wanna fight. Cause I'm glad that I found you. Sorry that I couldn't keep you around.
Much, Ben.
Treasure.
Y'all give it up for Ben Bridwell.
And in trembling rejoice.
theoretically know. Though I did see it coming a long time ago. Way out in the cosmos, past its never-ending swirl, there's a power much greater than those.
Thank you.
That's pretty great. We don't play a lot of the instrumental stuff here on the singer-songwriter show, but I like that a lot. That's Mike Baguski, who you may know better as the keyboard player in Blue Rodeo these days. And it seems like Blue Rodeo has a new keyboard player all the time, but it turns out he's been around since 2008. So shows you how much attention I pay to new Blue Rodeo records, I guess. 2008. He's been around since Jeremy was born, for goodness sake. Sign Jeremy up for the shot. He's gonna get his shot. Have you got your shot yet? You better get your damn shot, because I need some live music. And I need it now. I'm not doing well without it. Mike Baguski there. That features. It's produced and mixed by Tim Vesley of the Rheostatics, of course. And features Colin Cripps on all the guitar business. And man, that's good stuff. Mike Baguski, he's released a couple of things solo. And he also did that project, the Cold Manitoba Project, which was pretty great. And we played that a while back. I found this interesting. I got the press release from Super Publicist and Canadian, not really a music legend, but a writer legend, Jason Schneider. And it's funny, the first quote in there says, Mike Baguski is the strongest keyboard player Blue Rodeo's had since Bob Wiseman, which it's kind of like a backhanded compliment, isn't it? Like, yeah, you're great. Not as good as Bob, but you're better than those other guys. That's a weird quote. I don't know. All right. Anyways, what did we hear before old Mike? I don't know. I was too busy grooving. Oh, yeah, something brand new from Bob Schneider. Bob Schneider, he tends to be pretty inconsistent. Like, he'll have a couple, and I love Bob Schneider. I'm not knocking him. He'll have a couple of real bangers on a record and then a bunch of stuff that I forget about pretty quick. But he's released a few singles already from this upcoming record, and they've all been pretty good. That one was pretty great. The album is called In a Room Full of Blood with a Sleeping Tiger. And that one was called I Love This Life. Something brand new from Sunvolt in there. That was pretty good as well. New song called Reverie from their upcoming record Electro Melodier. I'm sure that's not how they'll say it, but, you know, those of us with an appreciation for the Francais will say Melodier. Melodier? I don't know. And an incredibly strong new song from Rodney Crowell. Now, again, I love Rodney Crowell. I will fight you. I'm not like Sean Burns, who puts down Rodney Crowell and says, I don't get it. Sean Burns, what do you know about anything, Sean Burns? No, I'm just kidding. From his upcoming record, Triage. Now, Rodney Crowell, I love him. He's one of my favorites for sure. Hasn't really put out anything super strong for a long time, I don't think, unless I'm forgetting something. But that was a banger there. Something Has to Change from his upcoming record. That featured his ex-wife there, Roseanne Cash, and John Leventhal, I think, on there as well, and a bunch of others. It sounds great. Can't wait for more of that one. Susto off the top from an upcoming live record recorded at the Royal American in Charleston, South Carolina in 2020, along with his old pal Ben Bridwell from Band of Horses. Holy cow, running out of time. Here's a couple I think, and my memory is so bad. I think I've called both of these next couple of tracks from Deep Mars playlists lately, but maybe not. I don't know. They're pretty great, though.
If you're going to San Antonio, then take me with you, please. Take me to the missions on my knees. There's nothing done under the sun that's hidden from your view. And that's why I don't know what else I can say to you. You're like some old forgotten dream. I still can't tell what all this means. There's only so much a man can take. It's written in the book. Yeah, I know, stop giving me that. Dusty, and the streets are bare. Looks like the whole town's hunkered down. The storefronts are closed until the lost get found. Everybody's singing songs about love and broken hearts, while all I've got is hope and spare parts. And even if it's obscene, September, and the cornfields burned in the light of the setting sun. I'll let my legs carry me home, 'cause my mind is done. Became delusions and then faded memories. Take me to the mission and leave me be.
Her hair and powdered her face. There's no
The Rose Petals ended us off there with Lemonade Lucy. Gorgeous. Before that, Doc Feldman and the Alt Country Delete from the album A Healthy Dose of Anxiety. Boy, I've got some of that for you. And we'll have more for you next week, Sunday, 2 to 4 p.m. on UMFM and 2 p.m. on your podcast machine. Check out tellthebandtogohome.com and stay tuned for more good stuff. Thanks for being here. Have a great week. Take care of yourself. Get your shot if you can, and we'll hopefully see you soon.